Here's a interesting question that I'm going to answer, which I just received yesterday from Yuvraj Prabhu in Romania. And I have a list of other questions to answer, but this one was sort of quite intriguing. It's really relevant, and therefore I thought I should give it a go before I do puja today. Here's the question. Let me read it for you, and then you can understand what he's trying to say. Talking with one of the senior devotees that I very much respect and appreciate, he tried to convince the devotees that using the internet for preaching purposes, especially when it is used in a way that encourages devotees to associate and interact online, like blogs, social networks, and communities, is not in line with Srila Prabhupada's teachings, and it's actually a deviation from the traditional style of preaching that Srila Prabhupada wanted, encouraging devotees not to associate directly, but indirectly and personally, creating addictions, leading devotees in a space that would create more harm to them than benefits. So we should abandon this at all. There's no need to add new preaching methods other than Srila Prabhupada as an acharya established. This confused me very much, so my first question is whether using the internet for preaching purposes is a deviation from Srila Prabhupada's teachings. Then, should we as devotees use the internet at all, or for which purpose can we use it for preaching? And if yes, how should we use this tool to preach, in what extent, who can utilize it, and what are the risks involved? I think there's probably a lot of discussion going on behind this question, and I've even edited it as I went along for clarity. So what I'll answer is really as much as I understand, and it may not address all the points that went on in the discussion that led to formulating this question. But let me start just with the principle. Would Srila Prabhupada have approved of the internet? My answer would be yes. Would he have asked us to use it for preaching? Yes. Would Srila Prabhupada warned us of the dangers? Very much so. And certainly there are dangers associated with the internet. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't use them and that Srila Prabhupada wouldn't encourage us to use them. I think that the principle that Srila Prabhupada has given us, preaching methods that are frozen in time, is incorrect. I don't believe that is what Srila Prabhupada gave us. Srila Prabhupada gave us the principle of Yukta Vairagya, of utilizing things in Krishna's service. No doubt, in the name of Yukta Vairagya, many devotees have themselves been used in the principles of Maya service and have become degraded. So this is a topic that I've spoken about before, and I think devotees should be well acquainted with, that you utilize those things that you can actually keep in control and not become yourself corrupted by. That's when it becomes Yukta Vairagya. Otherwise, Yukta Vairagya becomes another term for sense gratification. When I joined Krishna Consciousness, cassettes at that time were just coming into use. By the time I had actually joined, there was actually a tape ministry for Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada himself had a reel-to-reel tape recorder. He recorded himself. And as soon as cassettes came in and it became a real popular means of listening and also getting communication, we had a tape ministry where we were receiving tapes of Srila Prabhupada's lectures. Now, tapes are an antiquated thing at the present moment. Does that mean that because Srila Prabhupada introduced tapes, we should still be using tapes, although you can't even buy a tape recorder anymore, a cassette recorder in a shop? I don't think so. But what was the essence of that cassette recorder? The essence was to use modern technology for spreading Krishna consciousness, but use it in a way that you don't become distracted from your purpose. So in my understanding, yes, we should use the internet to preach. People are not buying cassettes. They're on the internet. They're listening to music on internet. They're listening to television on internet. They're getting their news on internet. They're communicating. They have these social networks and interacting on internet. So we need to also be there. But we need to maintain the integrity of our society, the integrity of Krishna consciousness, and our own integrity as Vaishnavas. Let's talk a little about some of the risks of being on the internet. I know that I was on Facebook for a few days. I got off of it. I didn't find it conducive for me as a preacher and for my preaching. I found the interaction where people just put on some one-line thought that they're thinking at the present time, such and such is now walking to the store to buy fruit, to be really prajapa and a waste of time. No doubt Facebook can be used in constructive ways. Govinda Maharaj communicates very actively on it and sends pictures of activities. So once again, it's a question of what are the drawback? The drawback is the improper use of some particular medium. And now since I'm talking about the drawback, I will just go a little further. My experience with internet is that it has given a facility for anyone to give their opinion about anything as soon as it happens, if almost not before. It gives facility for very close communication, rapid communication, and gives people access about virtually anything that anyone thinks, which means that it gives a facility for people to immediately become very easily bewildered. A Kanishtha Adhikari is a person who has weak faith, and therefore, when they hear some arguments from others, they can very easily be bewildered in their Krishna consciousness. I would say that the many forums, conferences, social networks, and so on that are going on have this as a very real risk, that people are interacting and talking in such a critical way, in such an offensive way, in such an opinionated way, investing so much time and energy that it's a medium which is very much subject to misuse. Just recently I was reading one article on Dandavats, which I think, for instance, is a very good medium of communication, but I'll get to the good mediums pretty soon. And the article was talking about dealing with devotees who have sexual addictions, particularly addiction to pornography, which they have unlimited access to online. It's a real serious risk, and devotees who now simply by the flick of a switch can see things which prior to the internet they had to either go to some dirty movie or go down some seedy alley into some kind of sex shop and purchase books or whatever, videos or whatever they purchased there. Now you can sit in your home, in your office, in your ashram. And I've seen personal examples in my area of responsibility where devotees have done this, and I'm just citing this as an example of addictions that come which are extremely, extremely detrimental to one's spiritual life. So prajalpa, frivolousness, loss of faith by hearing all kinds of opinions on so many things and so many people, it is a real risk of the internet. But before I talk about the positive aspects of the internet and these, let me simply talk about this principle of asset and liability. There's asset and liability in books, or in book printing and distribution, which Srila Prabhupada gave us. There's assets and liabilities in using the telephone. There's assets and liabilities in personal association. Do devotees, when they always talk together, talk about Krishna conscious topics? No. Often they also talk about prajapa. or all the books that are published, and let's just even keep it within Vaishnava circles, beneficial. Some of them are way above the heads of devotees and are not good for their Krishna consciousness. Some give wrong conclusions or are part of apasampradayas. Do devotees have the discrimination to read all of these books? So there's both the asset and there's the liability. I'm talking about the liability of personal association. Here, the liability of distributing books. You have telephone. Is telephone valuable? When you've got nothing to do and you just ring a call and you just talk about nothing on the telephone, then it's not valuable. On the other hand, it can be a very valuable tool for preaching and management. So once again, asset and liability. Everything has its asset and liability. It's just a question of whether it's Yukta Vairagya or whether it's Falgu Vairagya, whether it's really engaging things in Krishna's service or it's artificially trying to do so and you're just using some facility in the name of sense gratification. Now let's go to the positive side. I personally think, for instance, that the website that I'm using is of great asset in preaching. It's a great asset in my being able to communicate to devotees. I'm speaking now. It happens to be 11 minutes after 12. In an hour, devotees all over the world will be able to hear. Is that of value? Well, it's value to those devotees who want to keep in touch with me. It's of value to disciples from whom I'm constantly hearing feedback that they can actually feel a very interactive and direct same-day communication with me. The essence of which was the same as what Srila Prabhupada did by establishing his tape ministry. He wanted devotees to hear things as they happened, or at least as quickly as they happened. And at that time, there was probably months lag. Now it's just a matter of minutes or hours lag. That's very important for me because I'm able to keep in contact, and disciples are able to keep in contact with me, both here in Hungary, as well as in the UK and other places. So I think it's very valuable use of the internet. I know other devotees here in the Hungarian Yatra who use the internet very valuably for making devotees, making congregation members, getting support for our Krishna consciousness movement. Everyone in the world is out there, and if we're not, we're actually proving ourselves to be redundant. Not that we're sticking to some kind of faithful tradition that Srila Prabhupada gave us, but they're actually not doing what Srila Prabhupada gave us, and that is being on the cutting edge of preaching. In Hungary, worldwide, ISKCON has websites to give people information about their temples, their schedules, what Krishna consciousness is. The BBT does that. For us not to do that means we're really, really out of touch. If someone wants to find out about Hare Krishna, they don't go running on the street and looking for a devotee. They'll sit down by their computer and they'll punch in Hare Krishna to Google and they'll see what comes up. And if ISKCON doesn't come up, then some other organization preaching Vaishnavism will come up. And therefore, yes, it is important for us to be there. But we need to be there with integrity. We need to be there with quality. We need to be there with very proactive, conceptualized communication that tells people what we want to tell them, the same thing that we tell them when they come to our temples, the same thing that we tell them when they receive a book, and that will actually get people to get a book, to come to the temple, to associate with devotees, to come to Namhara, to have that personal association, because you can't replace it. The whole idea is to actually accelerate it, is to facilitate it. And for that reason, yes, an internet properly designed like that is proving to be a great asset. In fact, I would say that actually ISKCON is not using internet as much as it should. It's not using it as well as other organizations are using it, and therefore we're losing out. These are some of the points that I'm trying to answer to Yuvraj Prabhu, and there's really a lot to say, but that's as much as I'm going to say so that I can send it out on the internet. Hare Krishna.